Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 15th, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. COVID-19 curfew extended in Jamaica to January 31st, 2021. Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness has decided to extend the existing island-wide curfew until January 31st, 2021 to help stem the spread of the disease. During the extended curfew period, the minister will continue to assess the degree of disease spread that occurred during the holiday season. The curfew begins at 10 p.m. every night until 5 a.m. Parties, events, and public gatherings of more than 15 people, including burials and weddings, are also prohibited. Private labs in Jamaica now equipped with antigen testing kits. The Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica has provided 30,000 antigen test kits to 6 private laboratories in support of the nation's COVID-19 testing efforts. The provision of the kits are an example of a public-private partnership designed to facilitate testing. The 30,000 SD biosensor test kits will be put into service on Monday, January 18, 2021, pending arrival of their own supplies at Microlabs Limited, Biomedical, MD Link, Winchester Medical, Technological Solutions Limited, and Bay West Wellness. The Health Ministry is also working with another 4 private entities to provide PCR testing, the most effective indicator of COVID-19, within the next 2 to 4 weeks. This week's Caribbean news. New music album featuring bird sounds to benefit non-profit conservation organizations. Shika Shika announces $30,000 has been raised from a new music album featuring the sounds of endangered Caribbean birds. These funds will benefit the conservation efforts of 4 non-profit organizations. The album, A Guide to the Birdsong of Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, was released online in June of 2020. The non-profits Birds Caribbean and 3 other organizations in the tropics will receive financial assistance from the sale of the album and music merchandise. Birds Caribbean is an international network of individuals and partners committed to saving the region's birds and their habitats. The album has 10 tracks that fuse music and birdsong. As the recorded artists incorporated the songs and calls of endangered birds into their musical compositions. A podcast available in English and Spanish has also been launched by Shika Shika to support the fundraising efforts. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Sir Hilary Beckles to receive 2021 Martin Luther King Award. Sir Hilary Beckles, the Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, has received the prestigious Martin Luther King Award for 2021. His award was announced by the Reverend Al Sharpton, President and Founder of the U.S. National Action Network, NAN Group, and will be presented on Martin Luther King Day, January 18, 2021, at an annual breakfast event in Washington, D.C. This will be the 30th anniversary of the awards, which celebrates the work of Dr. King and honors individuals supporting social justice, institutional equity, and economic development in marginalized and oppressed populations. Sir Hilary's award recognizes his international advocacy, academic scholarship, and intellectual leadership performed in support of social justice, equity, and economic development. Along with Sir Hilary, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is at the forefront of the battle against COVID-19 in the U.S., will receive the Lifetime Community Service Award. This week's business news. China-based firm Huawei cites significant contributions to Jamaica's economy. Huawei, the global technology firm, is emphasizing its significant contribution to Jamaica's economy in response to criticism by the outgoing United States ambassador to Jamaica, Donald Tapia, who has made numerous negative allegations against the China-based company. His allegations have targeted the rollout of a 5G network for Jamaica. Huawei has responded by disclosing the extent of its contributions to the local island economy since 2018. The firm has invested $27 million US dollars in Jamaica's economy during the period between 2018 and 2020 and has paid $5 million US dollars in taxes. Huawei also provides services to the major telecoms in Jamaica, Flo and Digicel. It employs 40 full-time workers, 80% of which are Jamaicans, and employs about 300 Jamaicans directly and indirectly overall. It also sponsors the Seeds for the Future program that has benefited 42 Jamaican engineering and technology students with training in China. This week's arts and entertainment news. Soundtrack of new Netflix thriller includes Coffee and Chronics. Fatali, a new thriller from Netflix, is highlighting reggae music with its inclusion of Jamaican hitmakers Coffee and Chronics. The film stars Michael Ealy and Hilary Swank and tells the story of an ex-basketball player who has become a successful businessman and whose life is impacted by his one-night stand with a detective. The thriller was released in December of 2020. The soundtrack includes Toast by Coffee and Eternal Light, a collaboration between Chronics and Free Nationals, is featured. Both Coffee and Chronics are listed in the film's credits as writers. Coffee is also listed as a performer. This week's sports news. Jamaican government moves towards safe resumption of sports. Olivia Grange, Jamaica's Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, announced that the government will hold a series of meetings with the nation's sporting associations to determine when various sports can safely resume activities which have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Grange met with Dr. Christopher Tufton, Minister of Health and Wellness, to emphasize the importance of resuming sports in a safe manner and to recommit to the rapid finalization of general protocols for sports activities that balance health, well-being, and safety. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.